Pretty exciting, huh? You bet. It was a very tense moment. I mean, there we were, the elite troops of the security division, ready to launch all dogs and go into action against the cheating, conniving, sniveling little cat. I could feel the tension. I could have cut it with a spoon. My legs, my powerful legs, which were coiled beneath my massive body frame, trembled with anticipation. Antiperspirant. I could feel my legs trembling, shall we say, not in fear, but in antiperspirant anticipation for the phooey. We were locked and loaded, is the point, but we had to wait for the battlefield to clear, shall we say. Sally Mae came out on the porch with a plate of scraps, don't you see? And you know where we stand on the issue of Sally Mae. She takes a dim view of dogs who, well, beat up her precious kitty. Oops. I allowed the battle plan to slip out. Okay, it's out in the open, so we might as well go public. After hours and hours of planning and so forth, we had formulated a brilliant strategy for the operation. Beat up the cat. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet it was. Your ordinary ranch dogs wouldn't have spent hours and hours plotting and planning every detail of that operation. They wouldn't have used high-tech spying equipment to monitor the little creep's every move and action. They wouldn't have bothered to coordinate the entire operation through data control. No, sir. Your ordinary run of mutts wouldn't have planned a surgical strike right down to the smallest detail. But we did. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Waiting and watching for the target area to clear. Sally Mae scraped the plate with a fork, sending a flood of luscious supper scraps flying into the grass. And suddenly the waterworks of my mouth. Do you know what causes my mouth to start watering? It's the sound of the fork scraping across the plate. No kidding. Anytime I hear that sound, my mouth just goes nuts and slops watering. Starts watering, that is. My mouth goes nuts and starts watering. See what I mean? Sally Mae looked down at her fat dunce of a cat and smiled.
No dogs tonight? I guess you'll get all the scraps to yourself.
Pete purred and grinned.
Now, Pete, you might not want all those scraps. Some of them might be.
I didn't hear the rest of what she said. By then, my heart was pounding like a drum and my entire body was quivering. My laser-like eyes were locked on that piece of grass where the scraps, my scraps, had fallen. Sally Mae went back into the house. The battlefield fell into a strange silence. Pete, the little swindler, began. I couldn't believe this. He started playing with the precious scraps with his front paw. I could hardly stand to sit there. Then, it was the voice of Control.
Righteous, this is Control. Target area is cleared for action. Launch the weapon.
Those were the words I've been wording for. My heart leaped with joy, and so did the rest of me. In a flash, I sprang out of my hiding place in the weeds and went straight into Turbo 4. The attack was on. Boy, you should have seen me. I went zooming down the hill and went straight to the fence. And after a brief moment of confusion, leaped over the fence, and I mean cleared it by a mile. Went flying over the fence, landed in the yard, and turned a pair of burning righteous eyes upon the startled cat. And in a voice loaded with righteous anger, I said, "Okay, Pete, the Marines have landed. You have two choices. Stand where you are and get pounded, or move away from my scraps and watch the fun. What'll it be?"